Hello, everyone. This is the inaugural podcast of Life Sober Is Not Over. This is John here, broadcasting, recorded from your naked, steaming eyes here in Washington, D.C. And I just wanted to start a podcast to kind of get more of the brand out there and more of, you know, what I'm doing and, you know, kind of update people on, you know, my writings and update people on actually, you know, a little bit of life. So, kind of kick it off here. We'll start off with the name, how I got the name. Basically, while I was drinking and kind of suffering from alcoholism, you know, one of the biggest things that kind of didn't make me want to not stop drinking was alcohol was my best friend. Alcohol was my one constant thing that would never let me down. At least I felt like that. And I felt like my life would be over if I ever stopped drinking. I was afraid. And I was afraid I wouldn't have any friends. I was afraid that I wouldn't be cool. And I was afraid that I, you know, wouldn't be able to go to sleep. And I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to basically function without it. And I was just afraid that everything would just be over. And here I am, sober for a little while now, and my life's not over. And I was thinking about that. I was like, huh, my life's sober. It's not over. And so it just kind of clicked and kind of grew from there. So my goal with this brand basically is, you know, to raise funds and give back. My goal, I tell myself every day, I'm not here to make money. I'm here to raise money, to give back, because, like I've kind of mentioned before, is I have taken so much from so many people, friends, family, and myself, so many years of just, you know, wasted talking, wasted, you know, actions and false promises, because I was intoxicated most of the time. You know, life of an alcoholic, it is what it is. You can't really change it, but you can sure as hell make tomorrow a little bit better. And so what I'm doing now is giving back, and I tell you what, it feels really good. My favorite part is actually being able to remember things. my other favorite part is not waking up with a hangover. God, man, getting up early and actually going to work on time and, you know, making stuff happen and basically just knocking stuff out and, you know, going home and not having to worry about how I am going to get through the night without a drink. Actually, that thought doesn't really cross my mind anymore. So basically, it's just different now. So I do post a lot on Instagram. Since my creative juices have been flowing a little bit better now, I've actually been able to remember things and comprehend things and, you know, kind of decipher things in my head rather than just come up with a drunk idea and be like, oh, we're going to do this. And then the next day, you really don't remember what the hell you were talking about. You had no idea how you came upon that idea, and you had no idea what you were basically thinking at the time. So basically, you know, one of the quotes I wrote was, we all want to be successful in life. Don't confuse luck with dedication. And now most of my writings and quotes and stuff, you know, I try to be original 100%. You know, I don't look on Google. I don't go to other websites and look for quotes. I don't Google or YouTube Tony Robbins or anything like that, even though he's a great guy. And, you know, he's very inspirational. I really try to be original. And I really try to do my best to make sure that, you know, I'm not stealing from anybody. Because I know what that feels like, and it's a horrible feeling, and nobody likes lawyers to get involved. So one of the things, like I said, we all want to be successful in life. Don't confuse luck with dedication. And I can tell you what, I've been pretty freaking successful. But I've kind of realized that I've kind of reached that glass ceiling. And what's been hitting... what's been hindering me was, you know, my addictions, my alcoholism. Because you can really only go so far in life if you have something holding you back. And if that whole something's holding you back is a big thing, like addictions and alcohol, whether it be, some people even say pot, even though it's legal in most states and decriminalized here in D.C. and Maryland, Virginia. That may be a stop sign for you. That may hinder you. I don't know. But bottom line is, you can go on and on and on and on and on and do all the stuff you want to do. As far as drugs is concerned or addictions, but you're only going to get so far because your luck does run out. And once that goes out, and then you get frustrated, then you start drinking more, then you start, smoking more, you're shooting up more because, your real life, you're hit that peak and you're frustrated. And so once you hit that real life peak of where you're gonna go, and you have that hindrance, what are you gonna do? You're gonna drink more. You're gonna shoot more. You're gonna smoke more. And it just kind of came to realize that, it's dedication. It's dedication to staying sober. It's dedication to your work. It's dedication to your creativity. It's dedication to, your family, your friends. It's dedication to yourself, rather than being high or drunk. Because if you're dedicated to being high or drunk, hey, that's your prerogative. Go for it. Some people are actually able to be successful and be alcoholics. I mean, look at all those 80s rock stars. I mean, but then you have, actually most of them now are sober. And then, you look at the Whitney Houstons. I mean, the freaking most popular singer in the world, and she just sold more albums than anybody. Huge addiction problem. She ended up dying. Same with Michael Jackson. One of the biggest and controversial singers in the world. He had a drug problem, and he went to the top, but he died so young. I think he was like 50 or 52 or something like that. I bet you. I mean, he's multimillionaire. He's got doctors, more doctors than you and I or anyone that you and I know that he can afford to fix himself, cure himself. But he decided to, hey, I'm gonna keep popping those pain pills, and I'm gonna keep trying to do what I want to do. But he can never get past that, and here he is. So that's another. That's just one of those quick quotes that I wrote down, and it's really is luck only goes so far. And I know that's an old quote. I know it's been said over and over and over again. And once again, I try not to sit there and copy anyone. But that's when I wrote that. It just kind of stuck with me that dedication, equals success, and my luck has definitely run out. So, and another one of my quotes that I actually kind of wrote is, "We all make mistakes. Sometimes it's not what you learn from those mistakes, but how you react to those consequences." And that comes to mind when you make mistakes when you're in sobriety, and you're gonna make mistakes. Oh man, I learned my lesson. I'm not gonna go to that party. I'm not gonna go out to a bar, even though I've been sober for 3 weeks. And so I don't get enticed. That's what you learned. But how'd you handle the consequence? The consequence means, the people you let down, and how are you gonna handle, how are you gonna handle the consequence of being late to work? How are you going to handle that, rather than, learning your lesson? Like, oh, I'm sorry. People learn lessons every day, and people learn, how to apologize. That's another thing I kind of realized. I learned really quick how to apologize and make promises, which I'm sure many other alcoholics do. They sit there and they learn how to apologize. They learn how to make things seem all better for the moment, just so they can get through that awkward situation and find the next drink in a couple hours when they're alone again, or they're with people who they want to they associate drinking with. And it's just instead of what you learn, how are you going to deal with those consequences? And that's something that I've kind of learned about myself is, I like I said, I learned how to apologize real fast, and I learned what to say real fast, and I learned how to basically change the subject as fast as I can. But the consequence is lack of trust of people. The consequence is your boss is going to be upset with you for being late to work. Consequence is, man, you spent $200 at the bar last night. And I got no money for food today. How are you going to deal with those consequences? That is the consequence of drinking. That is the consequence of addiction. That's a consequence of basically doing something that you think is going to be great at the moment, but not really looking past the next 3 hours. Because if you don't look past the next 3 hours while you're on your 18th beer, you're going to do a lot of stupid things. And no one wants to be there on the way out. No one. And it sucks too, because it takes people, God, 100 times to do that before they kind of even just a little bit, a little molecule, realize what they're doing. No one's gonna realize they're messing up on the first time, and the consequences they need to learn on the first time. No one's gonna do that. I believe it's human, inhuman, to really learn on your first time. Whether or not other people find out that you mess up again and again and again and again and again, or mess up 3 times, that's another story. But it's gonna take some time. Enough of the negative stuff, though. Another consequence, from your mistakes is there's a positive too, is how many people actually want to see you succeed? More people than through my struggles, I've actually met a lot of people who actually care about me. I didn't realize, at least when I got sober. I look back, it really could be anybody. Your kids, your spouse, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. Or it could be somebody 6 degrees from you. Your mother's friend's boss, who happened to meet you at a Christmas party, 3 years ago. They have emotions. They see things. They have empathy. A lot of people want to see you succeed. Not a lot of people want to see you suffer, unless they have just vindictive personalities. But the another big thing about sobriety that I've noticed is, people actually do want to see you better. Nobody wants to see a strung out guy. The only people who really want to see strung out or hurting are rock stars or celebrities or the Chris Browns and the Rihannas, or the Justin Biebers, because once you get that peak, then you fall. But it's mere entertainment. But real life, day-to-day stuff, the amount of people that actually really care about you is endless. Everyone you meet, there's always empathy. You see someone hungover, yeah, you're a little annoyed that they're, hungover because, yeah, they did it to themselves, but, you want them to get better on the inside, and they're hurting, everybody's hurting. It's not an easy thing to go through, when you're addicted to something, because you are addicted to something, because, boredom turns into a habit. And then a habit becomes an addiction, and then addiction is just like a parasite. It just takes over your life. It's something that no one grows up to be an addict. No one grows up to be like, man, I can't wait to spend all my money on heroin. Like, you would not believe how excited I am to grow up and be. No, hell no, fuck no. They want to grow up to be, want to be firemen. They want to be doctors. They want to be airline pilots or firefighters, or they want to be dancers or ballerinas or figure skaters. They want to be something great. Nobody grows up and wants to be an addict. People, when they're younger, they want to be these great things, but then they end up settling for, I don't know, a clerk at the 7-Eleven, or they end up settling, for a server for 10 years, or they end up settling for something that, I don't want to down anybody's job because a lot of people like their jobs, but I would say the more people would end up settling, than they are, achieving their dreams, but you definitely ain't gonna come close to even settling at a mediocre place or even settling to be happy, you know, if you can't make enough money to fuel your addiction. And you're never, ever, ever going to have enough money to fuel your addiction. You're never going to do that. But I mean, fuel your addiction, not just money, but energy, but time, money, and energy. Those three things. You're never going to have enough time, you're never going to have enough money, and never going to have enough energy. You're never going to have enough of that stuff. But you're going to keep doing it because you're addicted. And it's okay, man. I would say get help. Call that number. It's on the all over the internet. Call that number, you know, or just talk to somebody. That's probably the best way to get out of it and find a release, find your passion, and find something that, you know, gives you purpose. But when you look for that thing, actually give each thing a try. Don't sit there and make a Ben Franklin, or go sit there and make a list of things that you might be interested in doing. Go out and freaking do it. You know, just go out there and do it. Rather than sit there and think, what would make me happy? What would keep me sober? What would distract me from my urge to drink? You know, if you sit there and do that, you're gonna wanna drink. Because what'd you do yesterday when you were drinking? You were sitting there thinking about ideas about drinking. You were sitting there thinking about, all right, man, I got a bag of weed and an ounce of Coke or gram of Coke, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to start thinking some stuff. Okay, yeah, I'll try doing that only sober. Or actually, and not think about weed or not think about drugs or not think about alcohol. And, you know, try doing that. Try thinking about that stuff, because you're going to want to do it. So just get out there and do it. Go play baseball. Go play catch. Go play basketball. Or get there and open up your computer. Find a new job. Make shit happen. You know, rather than sit there and think up stuff and, you know, try to change the world, get out there and do it. That's my advice, is to sit there and literally just do things rather than say it and promise yourself to do it, because you're going to break your promise. If you've broken promises in the past to other people, there's no way in hell you're going to keep a promise to yourself. Do not promise yourself that tomorrow you're going to do something. Go out and do something now. Just do it, you know, because you gotta start somewhere. And whether or not you just go to 7-Eleven and buy a pack of smokes instead of buying a six-pack, go for it, you know, instead of, you know, going to a bar, go to freaking Potbelly's. They don't sell alcohol there, at least not the ones around here. And get yourself a meatball sandwich, you know. Eat something that doesn't remind you of, like, oh man, I want some pizza. Okay, cool, let me get a six pack. Change it up, man. That's what I do. But, I don't know. It works for different from everybody. But I'm not here to give you advice. I'm just here to give you my thoughts. I don't know. I tell you one thing, I don't miss, and I'm sure a lot of people, actually, I'm sure the four people that are listening to this podcast right now, if they are alcoholics or not, the thing I don't miss planning my day around alcohol. Literally planning my day. Like, I'd wake up, I'd go to work, all right, cool, I get off work at this time, all right, cool, I'm going to get a six-pack of this one, all right, man, I'm going to drink four of those beers, all right, and I have enough time to go to the beer store, but I won't be that drunk, even though I may blow like a .1, I won't be that drunk, I can still drive, go to the beer store, oh, man, I am hungry, I'm going to go to Taco Bell, all right, cool, come back, drink the other two beers, I do first six-pack, open another six-pack up, get to go. These are bad habits, and you think about the next day, man, why didn't I just buy a 12-pack? You don't think about that at the time. No one's a smart drinker. No one. No one's a smart drinker. You just drink. And it's funny to look back on, because you're just like, wow, what the hell were we thinking, right? Hey, that's what addiction does, crazy things. But anyways, what I want this podcast to be, I want it to be something where I can relate to people and people can relate to me, and I want people to kind of see a little bit of themselves and my experience and my point of view. And I know that, I'm pretty sure that most of you guys have the same point of view as I do when it comes to addiction and alcohol and, you know, getting sober. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. If it was, you know, no one would be an addict, and we wouldn't have support groups, and we wouldn't have AA, and we wouldn't have smart recovery, and we wouldn't have therapy and all that stuff. None of this stuff's easy. I'm just here to, give deep thoughts, have a little fun, crack some jokes, go over whatever you want to go over, and grow the brand. Like I said before, I just want to thank everyone for listening. This is my first podcast I've ever done, and I want to keep doing them. So just email me at lifesoverit'snotover@hotmail.com. Any feedback's good feedback, and I really want to know your thoughts. Any topics I should talk about? Anything I should bring up? Or just drop me a line and say, "Hey, I really like this," or "Hey, John, this sounded like crap." Just let me know. My goal here is to get better. My goal here is to get to know everyone, and everyone get to know me, and build a relationship, build a brand, and give back. That's the very most important thing in my life right now, and hopefully it's in everyone else's life as well. We do need to give back to everyone we've taken away from. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is John at Life Sober. It's not over. Thank you.